Wisconsin's minimum wage has been stuck at $5.15 for 7 years, and Governor Doyle calls an increase long overdue. He hopes Republicans won't oppose the proposal.
Very, very broad bipartisan support for this, and a number of Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce, the Wisconsin Merchants Federation, the small business people, the restaurants, all supported this wage increase. So I think with a consensus like this, it's pretty hard for somebody to say no.
Nevertheless, two council members did vote against the measure, Representative Stephen Noss and Senator Tom Reynolds. Another Republican who heads a committee where the proposal will be heard says he'll fight it too. Representative Glenn Grothman says a higher minimum wage will be a hardship for rural business, something he feels the advisory committee overlooked.
I think some members of the business community were thinking primarily of Madison area employers where the tight labor market requires a higher wage.
Even those on the advisory committee who voted for a higher wage aren't entirely happy. Senator Dave Hansen says it's still not a living wage.
There are a lot of people on our side, the advocates for more, obviously wanted more, but they're willing to bite the bullet, as was business, in trying to make it work for not only the working men and women, but also make it work for small businesses.
Department of Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says employers can expect to recover some of the added expense of a higher minimum wage when workers spend their increased paycheck at restaurants and stores.
So the money would go back into our communities and back into our businesses, and that's a plus of this.
The proposal has a lower wage for younger workers. It's 60 cents less than the general minimum wage, which, if approved, would go up to $5.70 this October and $6.50 next fall. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.